This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Markets closed on Monday with the President's Day holiday. Tom, and going back to Friday again, cattle finishing higher across the board.
That's exactly right. Cattle complex and the lean hogs all experienced great triple-digit gains on the close Friday. As of Friday afternoon, we could not confirm any cash cattle trade in the feed yard. We also saw choice box beef down $1.42 on Friday, select boxes down $1.24, at a total movement of 186 loads. The daily cattle kill Friday, 105,000 head. The weekly kill, 537,000 head. And the cash feeder index was up 25 cents. Now, the livestock trading will resume at 9:05 on Tuesday morning. Friday's close saw April cattle $2.10 higher. March feeders at $3.55, and April lean hogs were $1.52 higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McCall's Reunion Stockyard Saturday, February 21st at noon. The sale features heifer pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, bred cows, and 40 bulls. The bulls come with fertility and trick test if needed. New buyers need to pre-register before sale day. To check out all the consignments, see the website www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. That's www.mcallisterstockyards.com or 918-423-2834.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattleman.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers.
And Tom, similar to the livestock complex, grain finished higher across the board.
That's right. The wheat, the corn, and the soybean futures all closed positive in the week on Friday. For the wheat, the March KC wheat gained a penny, March corn gained 2 cents, and March soybeans gained 17 cents for the week. We saw mostly positioning ahead of this three-day weekend that we're going through right now. We also have seen overnight our European markets trade mostly negative as concerns continue over the country of Greece, and the Japanese GDP over the weekend did not show as much growth as was expected. Now, the grain trade will start up this evening at 7 p.m. Back on Friday, the March KC wheat was 8¾ cents higher, March corn up 4¼, and March soybeans up 6¾. March cotton closed 22 points higher.
Tom, what's the best way to reach you?
They can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.